Hundreds of children being held in immigration detention on the Australian mainland will be released into the community by the end of the year. The move will only apply to children who arrived under the previous government and will not see children in offshore facilities released. Scott Morrison is the Immigration Minister and he joins me now. Welcome to AM, Mr. Morrison.
Good morning, Michael.
What's the timeframe for moving children into the community?
Well, we intend to do that over the balance of this year and to do it as quickly as possible. We still have some consultations we have to do with service providers, because what this announcement does is ensures there's additional support provided to children under the age of 10 who are released with their families on bridging visas. The previous bridging visa arrangements just simply didn't provide the sorts of protection and support that would enable children to be released into the community under those circumstances, and we've been able to change that.
Now, Labor made the same promise in 2010 and it still took 8 months to get the kids through the bureaucracy and out of detention back then. Will this process be any quicker than that?
Well, one of the key reasons, and I don't doubt that Labor were trying to get children out of detention, but when every child you released into the community was replaced by another one who came on the next boat, that made that objective very difficult. Now, we've already reduced the number of children in detention by 516 since we were elected, and we're going to continue that program with what we're announcing today. I should stress that this applies to children who arrived before the 19th of July last year. After the 19th of July, obviously, then the offshore resettlement policy is in place.
Okay, now you've reduced the flow, but there are still children on Nauru and Christmas Island who arrived after that time. All of those are children that the Human Rights Commission President Gillian Triggs has said are in danger. Why not move them?
Because the policy of offshore resettlement has been critical, along with, and most importantly, turning back boats where it's safe to do so and not providing permanent visas. That's what's stopping the children coming on the boats. It's important we get those who are in detention on the mainland out of detention, but I certainly don't want children getting on boats and customs officers and Navy officers having to go back to the gruesome task of saving children in the water and the worst case, of getting corpses out of the water.
But your own statistics show that self-harm has become a problem in those areas, on Christmas Island and Nauru. You're making a distinction between the problems faced by children here and the problems faced by children offshore.
We're making sure that we have a robust border protection policy, which is ensuring that the boats have stopped and are stopping, and we're ensuring that we're doing everything we can for those who are part of what is a massive legacy caseload, I should stress, of 30,000 people that the previous government left behind on the mainland. 23,000 of them weren't even processed, and we have to work through that caseload. But we've got to ensure that the regime which is stopping the boats remains in place, and that means turning the boats back, as we do. It means offshore processing and resettlement, and it means not providing permanent visas, which is a matter that will come before the Senate.
Sure, but is getting the children out of detention here a humanitarian issue or a cost issue?
Well, of course, it's both, and it's importantly a humanitarian issue. I mean, the government doesn't want to see the children in detention, and that's why we announced what we are announcing today, and that's why we've been so successful to date in getting over 500 children out of detention. I mean, in July last year, Michael, there were almost 2,000 children in detention.
Okay, but you're still making the distinction, aren't you? You're still making the distinction, aren't you, if it's a humanitarian issue between children who are in detention in Australia and children who are in detention offshore?
Well, Michael, I'm not going to put in place policies that is going to encourage children to get on boats, because when children get on boats, they die on boats. And I don't think that's a very good humanitarian outcome.
The children who are on detention offshore, those are children who and largely have arrived under your government. What will you do with them? Is a deal with Cambodia close?
Well, Michael, that's actually not true. The majority of children who've been transferred across there are from those who arrived prior to September 8th. I mean, I can stress that the policies of the government ensured that we've had a dramatic reduction in the number of children who arrived after we were elected. And, of course, we've only seen one venture that has arrived that has been seen children transferred to Nauru this year. So, we're dealing with a mixture of caseloads, but obviously we'll continue to pursue the offshore resettlement policies. And as people know, we've been in discussions with Cambodia for quite a period of time. And when those discussions are completed, then obviously announcements will be made.
Is a deal close?
Well, we're still negotiating, and when we're completed, we'll announce.
It would seem that you are putting your ducks in a row. There are reports today that you've moved the man who formerly headed the Detention Operations Division of the department to Phnom Penh. Is that correct?
Well, we place people where we need to have them to get the job done that we're doing. And we've made no secret of the fact that we're in these discussions with Cambodia, but I've also been very careful not to get ahead of ourselves. And when we've got a set of arrangements, which I believe will improve the capability and build the capability for people to be responsibly resettled in Cambodia, then that's when we'll announce an arrangement.
You've also been meeting, as most senior ministers have, with Senate crossbenchers. Is today's announcement part of any budget deals that have been done? I note that Senator Madigan and Palmer have both been outspoken in their opposition to keeping children in detention.
I met with Senator Madigan yesterday. I've been meeting with other crossbenchers on some legislation we'll be looking to take into the Parliament when we return. But this process that I've announced today has been in the works for months. One of the things that I was very conscious of was we couldn't release children, particularly young children aged under 10, on bridging visas on the support arrangements that previously existed under the former government. I mean, it just would have been irresponsible to do so. It would have placed those children at risk, which was my advice, and we wanted to ensure that we had the proper support in place. And I know there were lots of calls to get children out of detention. We agree with those calls, but I'm not going to irresponsibly just dump children in the community without proper support.
Did the issue come up in the negotiations, though?
Well, it's got nothing to do with those discussions. The government was already acting on that. The other matters we've been discussing with the crossbenchers relate to ensuring that the government can implement its policy that it took to the last election and got a thumping mandate for, and that is the denial of permanent visas to those who've arrived illegally by boat.
But did Senator Madigan, for instance, want to include that as part of the negotiations?
Well, I don't go into the details of discussions I have with the crossbenchers. I'm working on a productive set of measures with the crossbenchers to ensure the government can continue to implement the policies that have been so successful in stopping the boats.
Okay, Scott Morrison, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Michael.